Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
Some people think that rest was a suggestion of God's, not a command, but a suggestion. Hey, man, if you feel like it, take a load off. Take a day off. Every now and then. It's the weekend. You guys are getting ready to, who knows what, probably binge drink. We've been talking about that on my podcast recently. Who knows what you're about to get into. But I want to encourage you, you know, along the lines of remaining resolved and resolute with some of your New Year's resolutions that we've been talking about since the beginning of the year. Okay. Some of you have made some great strides with that. Some of you have taken a couple of steps back. That's okay. You may have taken a bite of the cake and now you're like, screw it, meet the whole thing. Don't do that. Just stop right here where you are and say, yep, I screwed up. I took 4 bites of the cake, but I haven't finished the whole thing, and throw that sucker in the trash and move on. Forgive yourself and move on. Oh man, forgiveness is so big. So big. It's the one thing we suck at doing. It is so hard. It's not in our human nature to do it. Neither is rest. Truly resting from your labors. I can't even tell you how many places in Scripture God is like super pissed that we don't rest. I'm talking angry. Like, you do your own thing on my Sabbath day. Sabbath to rest. Some of you think it's, well, we're going to pack up the car and go to church. It's the Lord's day. The Lord's like, no, it's your day. You honor me as your creator by taking a day off, one day to do nothing. That's how you honor me. That's how you worship me in truth and in spirit, is by taking care of your spirit and your body and your family. Do you understand the repercussions of rest nationally? In your home, in your community, in your churches, if you took one day to do nothing, and it doesn't have to be Sunday, but in America, we tend to choose Sunday. If you're Jewish, it's Saturday, from sundown on Friday to Saturday. That's your day of rest. I love the fact that in a neighborhood in Atlanta, there's one, there are several prominent neighborhoods of the Jewish persuasion in Atlanta. But without fail, as a kid, I would drive down this road called La Vista Road, and there's a synagogue there, and you would always see the families holding hands and walking together on Friday, going to temple. And I was like, why do they do that? Like, it was just weird to me because we're always in a car, you know? But now I get it. And it's just, and for some, it's a religious thing, and it's just what you do. And I don't know how many of them are actually resting from their labors. I want to encourage you to adopt an attitude of resting from your labor at least one day per week. And I mean resting. I'm not talking about sitting on a mat and saying, and trying to fold up into a pretzel and, you know, breathing, all that stuff. I'm talking resting from your labors. What better way to give glory and honor and thanks to our divine, oh my gosh, beautiful, infinite, majestic, holy, loving, righteous, passionate, loving creator than to step outside and enjoy those he's blessed you with and enjoy the sunshine, the sand, the trees, the air, the breeze, the water, fishing, whatever it is, and just calming your mind. So, according to Mr. P, there is a famous football coach who said that fatigue makes cowards of us all. Think about that. When you are afraid. And we're all of us are in battles on some play. We're all on a playing field of life, all of us. And we all have different battles every day of the week. You battle to get out of bed in the morning. You battle to not criticize yourself as you're doing your hair and you look at yourself naked getting out of the shower. You battle trying to fit back into your clothes. You battle, you know, when your ankles are swollen because you had the salt you weren't supposed to have the night before. You battle whenever your kids won't clean their room. You battle when your husband won't come home from golf. You battle with credit card debt. You battle with your boss in traffic, getting to work, coming home from work. I mean, really? You battle watching Congress. You battle trying to decide which news to trust. I mean, it's a battle. One day. And think about the cowardice that comes in with that. Where, and you know what cowardice is? Oh, and God says it best. I wish that you were hot or you were cold. But the fact that you're lukewarm, I just want to spit you out. And that's what being fatigued does to all of us. It makes cowards of us all, which leads us to apathy. So this is your weekend. We're still in the 2 weeks of making those resolutions, writing them down, writing your why. Here's a big why for rest. The biggest why is the only one I need. God said. So he was like, do it. It's a command because I love you and I need you to be whole and to be ready for your life to celebrate it and for battle. Right? Okay. Until next time, have a great weekend. I love you guys. Thank you so much for sharing my work with others. You can catch me on Twitter, Monica On Air Talk, Monty Matthews on Facebook, MONIMATTHEWS. Catch my podcast with my daughter on Saturdays. Very entertaining and informative and all that good stuff. And share it with your kids and grandkids. And remember to be kind to your neighbor, beginning in your own mirror. Exhale, inhale. And remember, if you're an American, act like one.